here. I think I've met them now. So today we're very lucky to have Yeon Park, who's a master's student in Korea, to talk about some of his research for us today. He's over Zoom. Yes, and he's interested in looking at PhD programs next year. So he's looking for opportunities to share his research. So take it away, Yeon.
Okay, I will take in here and thank you for giving me this chance to present at your lab seminar, Professor Bao. And today, what I want to present is my recent paper, which is named as Thinking Sparks and Emergent Attention Heads in Reasoning Models During Post-Training. So today's contents will be like these, and I'm gonna start with short bio of myself and then start my presentation of research. And also if we had the time, we can get some question and answering time too. So for the first of all, you can the sound of the voice is right? Okay, it's okay, or is it need to be louder?
It's fantastic.
Okay, thank you. And so this is just a short bio for myself. I'm currently a master's degree student of Korean University, and I'm going to preparing PhD this year, for the next first admissions. And what I'm interested in is natural language processing, and especially for interpretability and some also AI safety or post-trainings. And what I most interested part is like the highlighted part from interpretability to post-training or alignment tasks. That is like these pages. I always had the questions that how the internal mechanisms of LLMs handle specific tasks. So I started from the insights of research on knowledge, what I presented at ICLEAR 2025, and it named it Chronology, which targeted for temporal knowledge of LLMs, which change it across the time past. And then I expand the approach to with interpretable methods like using circuits to find out is there any specific attention tests or MLPs or the other residual streams inside the LLMs has a specific effect for those specific tasks, especially for temporal tasks, because I did a similar research before. So that is the name as temporal head, which should be showed in the later presentation too, because it is also the basis of my these presentations too. And so I want to design an interpretable analysis to trace models' internal computations. So that is why I use a circuit. And then I'm going to aim to inform and refine subsequent training and alignment methods. So today's topic is about the post-training and like the board text. I do a circuit level analysis with diverse post-training methods, revealing that emergent reasoning specific attention heads for complex tasks among various model series. And this is the abstract and overview of my paper. Like you can see the picture that I make some prompt for making circuits and then trace all the checkpoint circuits and then found out some attention tests are emergent in circuits. And then I collected it to find out what exactly each post-training shows in this kind of circuit analysis circuits. So I traced the reasoning circuits and then after post-training, the early activated attention heads also influences its performances too. That is what I found. So it is a brief description of today's presentation. Complex reasoning abilities in LLMs are largely by SFT and RL, reinforcement learning. However, the architectural mechanism behind these gains remain still opaque. And so I conduct circular analysis to reveal emergence of functional specialized attention heads. And I also want to preach some kind of micro level circuit analysis with macro level performance differences. So I do ablation analysis and for checking out how each heads affects for its performances too. So key finding is it is like these pages. Like there is some I picked some famous post-training methods like distillation and SFT and then GRPO. And then I also do some circuit making circuits for thinking on a model, which is QN3 in this case. And the findings in each category is like the text below the each category, like the distillation and SFT, induce a large number of emergent attention heads, mostly in early to mid layers for distillation and mid to late layers for SFT layers. Also, they instill complex reasonings but can introduce confusions or redundancy among those heads too. And also for GRPO, it engages in a dynamic search for reasoning heads during reinforcement learning training. Training and also it performs minimal yet high impact edits, optimizing the use of existing ability without creating new pathways. It also some Eurips papers background for my research also shows similar insights too. And the last one, thinking on off, shows that thinking on mode lacks exclusive heads but triggers robust reasoning activities. But however, thinking off mode activates compensatory heads, which improve short-term performances but reduce reasoning robustness too. So this is the motivation. Like the paper that I mentioned is a temporal head, which is research to find out some kind of temporal knowledge-specific attention heads in LLMs. So I created two comparative set of template prompts, which is with the temporal context and without temporal context. Then I create various circuits for this temporal knowledges and temporal invariable knowledges. Then I found out some specific attention heads only come up with these temporal knowledges. That is what I call the temporal heads. And it affect highly for temporal knowledges. Like it can change the entity, the object of each temporal knowledge. And when it is ablated, the temporal knowledge is highly affected, like goes to the temporally long objects, not entirely factual long. And also we can edit some long temporal objects to right temporal object using the value of this temporal heads. I do some representation engineering. And then this whole work will be the background of my approach for this research too.
So can I ask about that previous research? Is it okay if I interrupt you, Yayan?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. So in this work, were you able to? So if you ablate all the attention heads that transport the year, does it go to the prediction for the current time, like the most recent, or is there some default that it goes to?
It's not quite for the recent or later, but it the model computes when these temporal heads are ablated, so it cannot correctly answer the light temporal object for that knowledge. But it also the object is not completely wrong actually because it goes to another year's object.
I see, but it doesn't go to some constant year. It
Yeah,
just goes to
sure.
some just it goes to some random
Yeah,
year.
random years. Yeah.
I see. And then when you patch, are you able to patch, let's say you have a year specified in one sentence about one subject,
Yeah.
and then you have a sentence about a different subject.
Yeah,
Are
sure.
you able to patch the year across? So if you ask about South Korea in 2009, could you patch that over to a question about Russia in 2009? Or what
Yeah,
kind of different
yeah.
unit does that work?
Oh, yeah, sure. I use the value of attention heads for this president of South Korea cases to the president of Russia, and then it goes to the corrected temporal objects, like the changes from Putin to Medvedev.
I see. So the encoding of the time is independent of the other context.
Yeah,
You
sure.
can bring it over, and it applies to a different question and brings the same.
Yes, right.
Another thing I'm making sure is that you do everything at the last token position, right?
Yeah, sure.
Is wait, so this is the token right before you predict?
So, like you can see the prompt, as the circuits that I use, like it is a EAP IHE based circuits, and it predict the next token right after the input prompt. For example, like in 2009, the name of Russia was, and then they predict the object token, the first of the object token, and then it traces back to what internally affected most for these knowledge cases.
Right, so you're patching states at the token was. Is that correct?
I patch it at the level of time, like in 2009, at the
Oh.
patch at that point, and then the object goes to correctly.
Oh, you patch it at the time token, like 2009, right?
Sure. It was
But
the
is it?
most effective.
So is that vacuous? Because you could just patch the embedding and it would change the. It would change the year.
It would be another like possibilities too, but it was a simple activation addition task, so I just pick some tokens randomly, starting from the into the was, and then the time position, like 2009, at the end of the time position was the most effective for these tasks. And still there exist some other possibilities too.
So, can I make sure another thing about the setup? So, the time always appears before the subject, which is the president of Russia, right? Okay. That was just my question.
Did you right? You didn't test the other order, right? The president of Russia in 2009.
I also checked it in the ablation analysis part of my paper,
Oh, okay. So, is that the
and
same attention heads for those as well?
I checked it. The same temporal heads are appeal in that cases, but the reason why I add this some kind of prefix thing prefixly for this temporal context, right before the subject, is it was the most effective when I do some previous preliminary research with based on LOM. What does that LOM approach, like hooking and find check the residuals difference. So it was the most effectively reconstruct all the internal structure of LLMs.
Okay, good.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Ian. You can go
Thank you.
ahead. Yep.
Okay, so today's topic is a little bit different. Like we use circuits for samely, but in this case we use it in post-training methods. So it is the basic preliminary for my research. As you most of you maybe know about circuits, because Professor Bao also famous about this topic. So I treated transformer as directed acyclic ramp, and I used specifically APIG based circuits. And then in this case, I selected some model series which can show various positive trainings among same based models. Like I select base model QN 2.5 mass 1.5b, and then it has also DeepSeek R1 version, and it can be used with GRPO or SFT, and it also has a similarly context series of model like QN3, which can on and off the thinking for in its chat templates. So that is why I choose the QN series. And then I select some data sets like for training, I used OpenRMS and GSM 8K. And then I do the evaluation with AIME and AMC, or yeah, the kind of famous reasoning benchmarks. This is the prompt setting, like you can like before the temporal knowledges, like the I sampled some answers of previously base models answers, and so I selected some samples right after think token, and then I also select some samples of baseline models to answers, like we will use Python or that kind of things. And same approach with in here, like the circuit would predict via the right after the first token of think token, or right after the same length of the next token, like we, and then could predict the use in these cases. And so this is the whole point of my method. Like I first mapping the circuits with active computation graph for both baselines and then post-trained models. And so baseline model's clean prompt would be like its original answer, like to determine the molecule or other things. And then the clean prompt, the targeted prompt for reasoning model would be the think, and then the right next to the think tokens. Then I identify some emergent components, which means I compare all the circuits between baseline models and the reasoning models. And then I found out some specific heads are only come up with the reasoning model circuits. So I named it as some kind of reasoning heads, and those that are active in the post-trainings but not in the baselines. And I do the causal variations with ablations to confirm causal responsibility and check the variation of performance among various models. And then also I do some scaling up or down for these reasoning heads, and it shows some interesting insights too. Okay, and can I go to the next point, or is there any other questions for this?
Nope, I think we wanted interested in the experiment results.
Okay, thank you. And this is the list of the attention heads from various models, and I listed up, and you can see that like distillation and SFT has more heads than GRPOs. And then I also drew some very interesting figure in this map of reasoning. It would be a little bit confusing, but yeah, I just listed all the attention heads that I found from various circuits, like all the checkpoints from GRPOs and all the checkpoints from SFTs, and I colored it. And you can see that various distillation heads are found early to mid-layer, and the SFT heads are usually focused on the mid to late layers. And GRPO heads are spread, separated around all the layers. And
So
yeah,
can I
there are
ask
some,
you a
yeah.
question? Can I ask you a question? So you take the Qwen 1.5b base model,
Yeah, sure.
and then you've used four different methods
Yeah, sure.
to achieve reasoning. Is that right? Is it four, three, or four? Is it distillation?
It would be three for this case, because think
Three
on up would
methods.
be, yeah, QN3, yeah.
I see three methods, and then now. I don't see a category here for heads that appear in all three methods. Are there no heads that appear in
Yeah, sure. Like there was no heads for these cases. All the three methods has samely. Yeah, so that is why I also had some interesting points, because every post training would be reacted differently, like because they don't have all the common heads
I
among
see.
all the
So
three.
even though the external behavior presumably kind of similar, because you're training them all with the same goal in mind, what happened here is very different. Did you ever consider running like a baseline where you just use the same method twice, like as if you used SFT twice and then train it and you repeat your whole procedure, would you get the same heads the second time?
Do you mean like two separate SFT regimens?
Yeah, that's right. So you start the base
Yeah,
model
yeah.
and then you shuffle the training data or something like that, and then you just run SFT
Oh.
again. Would you get the same heads or would you get different heads?
Oh, in this case, I just run the single post-training approaches for baselines only, so I didn't do the kind of like twice SFTs or yeah. So maybe it would be shows a little bit different
Yeah, it'd be interesting just to
dimensions too.
know like
Sure.
how much is due to just randomness of training and how much is due to the different method.
Sure. It would be very interesting too, yeah.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, so I'm just trying to understand what is the difference between the two plots that you have. What does head sorted mean?
Head sorted means it's just like number not the IDs of each head. It just shows how much these heads are up here. So it is just a number of these heads. Yeah.
Sort of like frequency.
No, that not that kind of sort. It this figure is based on like some similar figure in IOI papers, and they just sort it and then just count all the heads downsize, like for the downsize from layers, and then the number just goes up and it doesn't like meaning any more else than that of things.
Nikhil, I think he's just putting blue underneath green, underneath yellow, underneath orange.
Sure. It's just
Okay.
tech. It's just tech or the heads categories. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Thanks.
Great. Let's continue.
I
Oh,
have one
one other question. Oh.
question.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Are you doing the training yourself, or because from the at least the like are or are you just using like Qwen 2.5 base compared to Qwen 2.5 math, where they already did the training for you?
I think they are.
For only for the distillation version of DeepSeek, I use the checkpoint of DeepSeek released, and or the other like SFTs or GRPO, I run every experiment in myself, and yeah,
I
then
see.
I saved all the checkpoints from like 100 for to 3000, and then make all the circuits for each checkpoints. Then I collected all the heads from these circuits.
I see. And what's the difference between like the SFT that you did and the distillation that they used to train R1 distill?
It would be like some difference from like R1 distill would be the end of the end checkpoint for knowledge from DeepSeek model, DeepSeek R1, and the it would be a little bit different because I for SFT I used the open R1 data sets and collected it with each check collected heads from each checkpoints, and also some learning rate and performance would be different too. So yeah, that is why I differently categorized SFT and distillations in here.
Okay, so both the distillation and SFT are SFT, but they're on different like data sets that you're training on, right?
Would it be accurate? Would it be accurate to say that the distillation probably is a I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, what's the
Yeah,
difference?
sure. Some like other researchers also mentioned that distillation is not quite same as SFTs too. Yeah, that is also I knew. So yeah. It needs more a little more process than just simple SFT, maybe. Yeah.
Well, distillation is a different loss,
Yeah.
right? Because you're matching all the logits.
Is that what they, I don't think they do that.
Do they not
In
do
the
that?
deep, because it's a different model, right? They're distilling like DeepSeek, which is like a 600 billion
Right,
parameter,
right.
like a 1.5
But if they
billion.
share that, is it the shared
Depending on this,
tokenization or?
I don't think Kwan and Llama and DeepSeek share the same tokenization. I think they just SFT it to distill it down. That was my understanding, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You don't happen to know the difference, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I also don't. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting because the histograms are so different between these very similar cases, right? So it seems
Sure,
kind of
sure.
right. It's a good observation. Any other questions?
Good question. For the different post-optimization technique, did you find overlapping emergent hits? For instance, I think in 27, layer 27 and head 3 and 4, GRPO and SFT seem to be close together. I don't find a pattern in the graph, but I'm just curious. For different optimization techniques, were there like same heads from the same layer that showed emergent behavior or something?
So your question is like, is there any this optimization shows difference circumstances or I can
Yeah,
sorry, I
so
cannot hear.
it's the other way around. For like different optimization techniques, where there's same emergent heads in the same layer.
It would be like the overall trends would be similar but not the exactly same heads would be appears maybe because when I use this SFT or GRPO with different data sets they show some common heads too but also the they shows different heads for different way with the those different data sets so yeah it would be not quite the same for all the times.
Look, let's go on. Thanks. You can continue.
Okay, thank you. So, let me start to the in-depth analysis. So, the distillation has strongly affect two performances, like it induce new consistently activated reasoning heads not present in base circuits. And these heads are enhanced reasoning by building on pre-trained structures, not replacing them. The activated emergent reasoning heads also lead to drops of performances, and also it suggests distillation-induced heads are crucial, but also cause confusion in reasoning, which means like if we ablate some of the heads or even increase the performances. Like you can see, there is a models, and then each method, each ablated categories, and each performance of benchmarks, which is a pass one. K in these cases, and the performance would be dropped for this DeepSeek R1 and QN 2.5 maths for 1.5B continuously, especially affected for its original categories like reasoning heads affect strongly for DeepSeek model and base model heads affect strongly for QN 2.5 maths base models. But also, I saw some interesting points is that like DeepSeek R1 Distill 7B and also QN base model 7B shows performance increase when it ablated some not related heads. For example, like it shows performance gains highly with base model heads are ablated. And the QN 2.5 Mach 7B also shows similarly like ablated reasoning heads increased its performances. And those the bottom trivia head trivia QA heads, which is which it comes from circuits using trivia QA. And I saw it as a representation of simple basic knowledges and it ablate if it is ablated then the whole knowledge process is harmed for especially for these 1.5 big models.
It was very surprising to see any performance increase anywhere
Yeah,
from
sure.
ablation. Can you slow down and explain which, like, what you think is happening there?
For me, that is why I named as like confusing points. Like if even though those models are highly trained with highly reasoning data sets or distilled from higher performances models, they also confusing or do some like too much long reasonings or too much wrong calculations for each k mass problems or other benchmarks. So that is why some of the performance would be degraded when it is checked. And for me, in this experiment, I saw some quantitatively analysis for these cases, and it shows that the performance drops from those kind of too much wrong reasonings or long up calculations. And if we ablate some abundant heads, then maybe the model would be focused more for only specific tasks, and that would be one reason for this performance increase. So in this experiment, I do some do this kind of find found out this kind of findings with this qualitative and quantitative analysis, but in it be it, it should be need more experiments too for the for with the next research.
Do you have any qualitative examples?
I'm sorry, but not this today's presentation, but yeah, in my papers too. In my papers, appendix has some qualitative analysis cases, and in this case, in this presentation, I just bring some like plots of performance difference.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find out in my papers.
Thank you. I guess the weird thing is like ablate. So I'm just looking at the second to last row. Like ablating for AIM24 goes up, but AIM25 goes down like a lot, you know, like yeah. Just the opposite. So it just, I don't know, it doesn't seem consistently doing the same thing.
Sure. It would be not consistently, or yeah, the model seems to differently act for this AIME 2024 or 2025.
Is there a difference in the level of reasoning that is required to solve some of these problems? Like, is that one quality maybe, like the difficulty level? Is that possible?
For each benchmarks, I know that AIME 2025 would be the most difficult questions for, and especially for mathematics reasonings, and the AMC would be the easiest one for these reasoning LLMs. It is also mathematics, but would be much more simpler than other AIMEs.
Okay, interesting.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay, let me go to the next pages. And also some SFT introduces large amount of attention heads, like you can you saw the map of reasoning. And removing 10 mid to rate SFT heads drop all the benchmark scores almost zero, and overactivation reveals trade-offs, some tasks improve, but others degraded, like you can see that mass or AMC datasets, mass datasets increase its performances, but AMC datasets decreased its performances. And qualitative analysis shows some overthinking, like I said before. They choose too much wrong algebraic passes, even though we can just simply add to get to the answer. And also some new heads improve structure but reduce strategic efficiency and causing missing solutions for some of the questions. It is the interesting figure for my research, and you can see that some emergent heads are continuously added, not disappeared, and it is usually focused on the mid to rate layer, like the colored blue at the plot B. And this kind, this shows the overall trend of SFT. and I checked all the checkpoints from 100 to 14,000, 1400, and then yeah, the number of attention heads also are larger than other gRPOs heads too. And for the gRPO, it helps to find the optimal reasoning passes. It is the most interesting point of my paper. Like, unlike SFT static instillation, gRPO dynamically activates and prunes reasoning heads in response to reward signals. And heads rise in fall during training, like it reflecting reward fluctuations and accuracy trends. And final gRPO heads are fewer, targeted, and distinct from SFT heads, showing unique specializations. And it embeds exploit some kind of exploit and explore trade-off in reinforcement runnings. And scaling activation improves mass scores but lowers some other performances. And scaling down reduces AIME sharply, while slightly boosts a mass and AMC data sets. It shows some kind of trade-off between those heads. And qualitative analysis also shows some enhance of multi-step reasoning, but also it shows some overfitting and instability. Like it also so shows similarly with SFT, like too much wrong reasoning for trading agility for structured reasoning precisions. So this plot is quite different from the plots like you saw before for SFT. Like you can see some of the heads are disappear, like the born to step point 300 is disappeared, maybe 2,000 step points checkpoints, and the overall number of attention heads are also smaller than SFTs, and it is largely focused across all the layers, and the overall trend is quite different from SFT. So I saw it is one of the things that what makes gRPO different from SFTs.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
What does it mean? So, could you explain the scores in the bottom left plot? Like, if an attention head has a score of 1 versus -1, how do you compute the score?
Scores for what? Okay, can I
Plot
ask you
C.
again for
Yeah, plot
plot
C.
C's? Scores. It is just a temp, some kind of temperature. Like the red one is the base model's head, and then the blue one is the how many those heads are emergent in this head. So some light blue heads are only emerged in small number of circuits, and the darker blue ones is the most if he frequently emergent heads among those attention heads in the circuits.
And the red ones mean
Red ones means the baseline heads, base model
the
sets. Yeah, base model sets.
and then those ones don't appear in the circuits in the fine tune.
And then in the plot on the left, how do you determine whether what does it mean for an attention head to be born?
Like the it is born in circuits, only for the circuits, not in the model's architectures. Because model has already all the attention heads and for all the layers, and it I just found out some emergent heads in those circuits for each checkpoint. So some more some newly appeared attention heads are found in those each checkpoint, like 200, 400, and 600, and that is why I called it emergent in of attention heads for each circuit. Not the
I have a question about the red hat in the base model. Are they die or they stayed in the final checkpoints?
Like you can see the plot A, the maintained node, which is a red dot line, and it means that all the circuits of each checkpoint maintained this number of base motors attention heads, and some of the attention heads are not anymore appeared in other cases. Like you can see in SFT, the number of maintained nodes are a little bit fluctuated, but in gRPO cases, it always maintained, and some of the specific emergent heads are appeared in circuits.
Thank you.
Thank
Wait,
you.
so does red, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. So is it, are the redheads the ones that died, or are the redheads that were the ones that were present at the very
No,
beginning?
it is I also said wrongly, so sorry. It maintained. Like you can see the board of the it would be a little bit small, but in plot C, some of the black board line for the boxes is the maintained node, maintained attention heads for the last checkpoint. So yeah, all the attention heads emergent in baseline motor circuits are still maintained to the end of the
I see.
checkpoints. Yeah.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay, let me continue. And it is the quantitative analysis of this gRPO. Like the performance changes, like applying structured step-by-step reasoning, increases the performances, but sometimes this connection between describing solutions and actual computing makes some performance degradations. And for the different benchmarks like AMC, it shows systematically decompose problem with mathematical principles, but also it signs of some kind of overfitting to only specific solutions of mathematics, so it can make some errors and then the performance sometimes degraded. And like the math is the most easiest benchmarks, and it almost continuously enhanced computation reliability when it is trained with GSM 8K for gRPO. And then, but sometimes cost of stability, such as calculation mistakes, degraded its performances when it is trained with mass 220 datasets. And the last one is thinking on a model. Like I selected QN3 for these cases, and it activate and deactivate its thinking with chain templates. And think of compensate performance through enormous header emerging, which means like turning off reasoning triggers a broad and resource efficient set of attention heads, which indicates on the efficiency and model compensates by selecting optimal computation routes. And the result of a head intervention shows some removing or scaling thinking of head affect hard benchmarks. Like AI-ME performances goes down, and ablating redundant heads improves focus but may reduce adaptability on broader tasks like other benchmarks too. And performance difference against coverage comparison shows that baseline thinking of model perform better with larger sampling coverage as its large number of active attention heads, which facilitates exploration of diverse computation pathways. Like when we increase the sampling coverage, then the models can find out various ways to find out the answer. So baseline thinking of models be enormous attention heads do this kind of work. And the performance of the ablation is like the table. You can see that performance is very fluctuated when most of the time, like the thinking of with ablation, performance goes up from 30 to 36.6. And sometimes the just thinking of mode are usually has a lower scores, but sometimes scaling down and ablation also shows performance degraded too. And this is the plots that I want to show for a coverage of coverage of solutions like PESK. If we increase the PESK to 1 to 64, then the thinking of model always win the other, like ablated one or scaled down one. But sometimes when the sample is very low, very small, then the thinking of model it shows less little bit degraded performance than ablated one. But right after some samples increased, then the thinking of mode compensate this performance difference with its inner mount attention test to find various solutions. And the NeurIPS paper that I mentioned before shows some similar like insights, as they showed that if the samples are increased, the base model's performance win the GRPO model performance. And this is also connected with the previous insight, like the GRPO only instills some specific attention heads for the models, and it in before the number is increased, it shows higher performance than base models, but after some coverage of increases, then the base model win the reinforcement learning models. And okay, and oh, is there any questions for this one? Like, okay, I can go to the next point. Like, so this research would be some interesting points. It surely has some interesting points, but has limitations too, like the model generalizations currently implemented only for QN model series, and it needs to further testing to other model architectures. So I re-implemented for this or the process with Llama models for generalizability. And because we are I am currently going through the rebuttal process of rebuttal process, so I recently get some harsh review from some reviewers, and sure, it shows some constraints of circuit analysis, like the analysis only relies on prompt-based circuits, so it demand precise setup and calibrations, and also some vulnerability to polysemanticity, and it would be a challenge to various interpretabilities. But in this case, we can use SAE-based circuits, but like you can see, there is a enormous experiment that I need to do, but it would be very costly for all making all SAEs for each checkpoint for each models. So that is why I just choose the simple circuit method with EAPIG. And so in this study, yeah, that would be I thought it would be a practical way to compare various methods. And the conclusion, and I want to extend this approach to like mechanistic understanding to posture training. Like we saw that SFT and distillation embed stable reasoning heads while GRPO dynamically refines them. And the think on of gating reveals selective head usage and some kind of compensatory activations. But deep reasoning improves problem solving, but some overthinking problems would be surely need to be solved. So that is why I want to make it into some attention head specific post-training methods, like increased targeted head activation rather than uncontrolled head growth, and use of reward shaping to jointly optimize plan quality and calculation reliability. And I would want to make it further to like leverage per head influence estimate to guide selective post trainings. So that is why I hope to make some kind of reliable and flawless executions. And thank you for listening to my presentation. And is there any questions, please feel free to ask me.
Thank you, Yan. Now we asked a lot of questions during the talk already. Are there any other questions that people have?
I have a question. So, Like, if you find a head that is like most different between like reasoning and base, and you take this head, like did you check, like try and ask or figure out like what is this head doing, and like kind of check, I don't know, its attention patterns or your temporal, your slide on temporal heads was very nice. You could see the temporal heads like attending back to the 1999. I'm wondering if you did any similar like microscopic analysis on these heads.
Yeah, sure. Like you mean the each specific heads influence for these models, like the temporal heads.
Yeah, just like whether like you can look at a head that is, yeah, useful for reasoning and try and understand like what function it plays or what it's doing at some level of explanation.
Sure. It would be much more helpful, but in this case, like you can see that it shows very much larger number of heads when it is compared to temporal heads. So it would be a little bit hard to distinguish the specific like points for each head. So that is why I can't do that kind of analysis in this experiment. But maybe later I would be figured out. But I also worried about some polysemantics problems, and also as these models are much later models than simple, like without group query attentions. So it would be quite a little bit different from like models pre before the group query attentions, like the Llama 2. So it would be a little bit harder than distinguish the difference between those categories, heads, list.
Other questions? So, Dan, it sounds like you submitted this to ICLR, is that right?
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe you can't tell us. I don't know if we have any reviewers in this room. But yeah, we're all going through the same process. Probably there's a couple students who are also going through the rebuttal process. So
Sure.
thank you for taking some time out of your busy rebuttal. I'm sure that you have a bunch of writing and work and thinking that you're in the middle of to come and present to us today. I didn't realize when we scheduled this meeting that would be right in the middle of rebuttals for you. So thanks a lot for joining us sort of at this sensitive time.
It was my pleasure.
It's very nice, interesting study of what's going on inside reasoning models. Just so important to understand. I think it's still a pretty big mystery how these complex models are working, and it's good to have people looking inside it. And thank you so much for joining us,
Thank you.
and good luck with your rebuttals.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
I also want to make a good luck for all of you.
Yes, it's great to meet you. Sometime when you're if you're in the United States, you should come and visit us.
Okay.
But it's really great to have you here over Zoom.
Also had a pleasure time with you to present my
Wonderful.
own work.
That's great. Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. And so it is the end
Maybe.
of the presentation.
Yep.
And
Let's see,
okay.
we can close everything down here now. Thanks a lot, Yan.
Thanks a lot, me too.
Thank you.
Thank you.